Good morning, everybody. Pat Powers here with our Community Corner on a Tuesday from KKWC Radio. This coming Saturday brings another Iowa History program to Mulberry Center Church, and it's my pleasure speaking with a gentleman who came to Webster City 5 years ago and also a few years back, talking about some Iowa history. This time it's all about Iowa and the presidents. Dave Baker from Ankeny joins me this Tuesday morning. So, Dave, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's find out a little bit about yourself, Dave.
Yes, so I have been interested in history my entire life, and I have the Iowa History Blog, the 29th State, which is a celebration of Iowa history and heritage and culture. I love to go around and see all the different communities and learn about them and help get people excited about Iowa. But the presidents were kind of my first real adventure into history when I was quite young, and so it's a lot of fun to bring this program together because it really wraps up nicely to two things that I'm quite interested in, and when it comes down to it, it's all about the community, and politics is a strange place to find community, but it's a community nonetheless, and so it's an important one in this country, especially in an election year.
You just alluded to that because it is election year, and you probably have some interesting facts that you'll be presenting to the audience in Webster City this weekend.
That's correct. Now, I will say I am going to stay away from contemporary events because there's a lot of emotion around that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we want to look at the historical context because that offers important clues for us as Iowans and Americans because historically, Iowans have had very, very different opinions on things, but yet we've always come together and we've made it through some pretty difficult times. And so, you know, one of the things we're going to be looking at is how did some of those earlier presidents in particular interact with Iowans? How did they win Iowans over? How did they get out and court the vote? So we'll be looking at, for example, Ulysses Grant and his relations with Iowans. And of course, Theodore Roosevelt was very, very important to Iowa and Iowans as a president and as a candidate both.
And of course, we can't forget Herbert Hoover, who was our president well over 90 years ago in the state of Iowa, until from 1929 until 1933, I believe.
Yes, that is correct. Herbert Hoover, of course, was born in West Branch, but he had some ties even closer to Hamilton County. He lived for a brief period of time with an uncle that lived over in Harton County, so a little bit closer to home there. Even a lot of people don't realize that. Of course, a lot of Iowans take the political piece of the political role, so to speak, very seriously. You know, the Iowa caucuses. We'll talk a little bit about that history. It's more of a recent history. A lot of people, particularly younger people my age, maybe don't realize the Iowa caucuses is a relatively new invention. And so we'll talk a little bit about that process too, and how the nominating conventions have changed over the years, and Iowans have had an important role in that too.
And I believe it's got to start there, Dave, back over 50 years ago.
Yes, that's correct. The caucuses and primaries came out mainly after the 1968 election. There were some before mm-hmm. that, but that's when they really started gaining momentum. But, of course, Iowans have been an important part of the nominating process for the president clear back into the mid-1800s. And so you look at their roles, and Iowa's put up a number of candidates. Most of them haven't been successful at the presidential level, with the exception of Herbert Hoover and Ronald Reagan, of course, lived in Des Moines for a while. But there's been a number of presidential candidates that have Iowa ties that have changed elections or swayed elections. James Weaver, for example, from Colfax.
Okay. So we'll learn more about that coming during this program. Dave, do you have a book out by any chance?
Yes, that's a great question. Now I'm working on getting my first book to market. It's called More Than Waypoints, and it is a celebration of the communities of Central Iowa. So it focuses more on the communities, and there are some presidential ties in there, which is kind of fun. But it's really telling the story of the small towns and the bigger towns as well that make up Central Iowa, the center 33 counties of the state, the center third. And The thing with it is I've devoted each page to its own town. And so it's kind of complicated because you're trying to condense Des Moines into one page and you're trying to raise Camera up to make one page and really giving equal opportunity to all the communities to showcase what they have to offer. And, you know, what's great about Iowa is we have all these small towns. We've got hundreds of towns under, you know, 2,000 and 1,000 residents. And some of them just have these fascinating, wonderful histories and just amazing people that lived there and still live there.
Interesting. Now, when is this book coming out there, Dave?
So right now, it is in the editing phase. I was originally hoping to have it out by the holidays this year. That's probably not going to happen. So I would say look for it to be out probably late spring of next year. It's probably a more realistic timeline.
All right. So come on, good 6 months from now with this book about
more than likely.
Iowa's 33 counties, which you'll be describing about their names and so forth, and go from there. So be a book coming out next year. Well, next spring at this time, about 6 months
yep.
from now.
That's right. So it's 315 incorporated communities. Mm-hmm. So each page gets their own, and so it's quite lengthy. But
sure,
a lot of people will find things I think that they can relate to, and you know, to help people understand these places a little bit more. You know, somebody maybe wants to know about, for example, Story City and Scandinavian days. They can pick up a copy and figure out why that's important, or why is Pella Dutch, or, you know, take your pick.
Indeed. So look forward to that. But again, come to the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. That is coming up this Saturday. That will be on the 14th. Starts at 1 in the afternoon about Iowa's presidential history, about what it's done with the U. Dave Baker. So hopefully we'll get a great turnout, free admission, and there will be, like to make a donation, they can do that as well.
Absolutely. And we'll have the program, and I'll also have some things there for people to look at, some items from previous elections, and hopefully it's a little bit of something for everybody.
All right. Dave Baker, my guest on the Community Corner on this Tuesday morning. Dave, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Pat. Thank you very much for having me.